What's the position of the Kentucky business community on these efforts by educators to restore school funding to the 2008 levels, back where it stood before the recession drove such steep cuts?
We support that. We would like to see some accountability measures go with it. An issue in education that, frankly, we hope does not become an issue, and that is the new academic standards in our schools. Kentucky was the first state of 45 states to adopt what's called the Common Core Academic Standards. The standards are tougher, the tests are tougher, and our scores are lower and to some extent embarrassing. You know, we said, wow, we've got a lot of work to do. But we support those. We've got to stay the course.
Right now, Kentucky doesn't allow charter schools. In your view, does that need to change?
We think we're behind in that. And in some places, in some situations, charter schools would help take chronically underperforming schools and make them better. And then also, I think it's time for Kentucky to take a serious look at tenure laws. Most of our teachers do a good or an excellent job in the classroom, but most parents have had their kids in a class with a teacher who, frankly, is not meant for that profession. And we need laws in Kentucky that, rather than protecting an underperforming teacher, but helps that teacher make a transition into a more productive profession.
You mentioned Commissioner Holliday. I remember hearing him on the radio not too long ago saying that attrition has pretty much been exhausted, that unless there is more funding to pay teachers, we're going to start looking at layoffs pretty soon.
That's right. And that's where he comes in with the request. There are various numbers out there, but I think $120 million a year is a solid working number of what they're looking for, and that would bring things up merely to the 08 levels. Now, our education leaders would quickly tell you that there are more kids in school than there were in 08. So even if we get back up to that number, there are less dollars per student than there were in 08. But I think that's a practical aspiration for this session, and we support it.
The mayors of Lexington and Louisville, as you know, have partnered on a 22-county initiative called BEAM, Bluegrass Economic Advancement Movement. And advanced manufacturing is at its heart. Do you support this concept?
Yes, and I think Lexington and Louisville have done an excellent job in pulling together. And, you know, that discussion of manufacturing in the basic Louisville-Lexington region quickly turned into a workforce discussion. I have maintained for the last couple of years at least that if you go to the biggest county in Kentucky, Jefferson County, or if you go to the smallest county, I don't know, Leslie or Clay or Pendleton or whatever county, and you talk to two or three community leaders about the economy and about jobs, within 10 minutes, I'll guarantee you that that conversation will have become a workforce conversation. In other words, how do we train our young people? How do employers get the skilled workers that they need? And that's an issue we're going to have to be very aggressive on. It won't just happen because we graduate X number of people every year from high school or college. We're going to have to be very, very strategic about what we're suggesting that students might study for their own benefit.